OFM News is reporting live from the budget vote at the Bloemfontein City Hall under the leadership of Speaker Mxolisi Dukwana, where the Free State Legislature outlines key departmental priorities, strategic plans and budget allocations for the 2026 financial year. And right now I am joined by Roy Jankelson, the leader of the opposition party in the Free State Legislature. Thank you for joining us. Can you please give us an overview of what is happening today and what were some of the highlights for you?
Well, this is a very important day in the budget cycle of the Free State Province because it's when the legislature votes whether to support or not support the provincial government's budget. And this is one of the most exciting budget votes that I've ever attended in the 20 years that I've been a member of this legislature, because we called for a division of votes and the ANC got 13 votes, while the opposition combined got 12 votes. Now, it's a pity that not all the opposition members were in the House. Otherwise, the situation might have been historically different. For example, the Freedom Front weren't here today, which is a pity. But it is a historic moment because it shows voters out there that the ANC doesn't automatically have a majority, that when we vote, put questions like the budget to the vote, that it's not automatic that the ANC is just going to win. And I saw a lot of nervous members of the executive out there. The MEC of Finance and the Premier were very worried during this debate whether they, in fact, going to be able to pass their budget. We don't support the budget this year because it's not different from previous years. While the situation on the ground is very different from other years. For example, we're very concerned about the expenditure on infrastructure. Our roads infrastructure has deteriorated considerably, which is having a huge economic impact on our province and the ability of the province to create jobs for our people, especially the thousands of unemployed young people out there. Other infrastructures such as hospitals and government buildings are also in decay, and this budget doesn't address that. It also doesn't address our municipal crisis. Our Department of COCTA is not doing what is necessary to ensure that municipalities carry out their mandate, which is to deliver basic services such as water, infrastructure, electricity, sewage removal, etc., within our municipalities. And we're very concerned that the Premier's budget remains bloated, while the legislature's budget is underfunded. And the legislature has a very important role in our democracy to hold the executive to account. And the executive, we feel, are deliberately underfunding the legislature, which makes it difficult for us to do oversight and hold them accountable for their work, where constitutionally they are accountable to this legislature. So that is also a huge concern for us.
So what alternative strategies would your party suggest for the management of infrastructure management?
We need to look at the bloated administrations of various departments. We need to have a serious look at the Department of the Premier, agriculture, economic development and other budgets, because economic development revolves around a roads infrastructure. The economy moves on infrastructure. And if we don't have a sound roads infrastructure, the economy cannot grow. So we need to have a serious look at our budget to see where we can save money in other departments and allocate this to strategic things such as roads. And then within departments, we need to ensure that our people in the Free State get value for money. We still see too much money wasted. We see huge bloated administrations, and there's never enough money for actual service delivery on the ground. So those are some things that need to be seriously considered going forward in our budgets. And the DA obviously has an alternative plan for when we are in government to be able to ensure that our budget can deliver the basic services and that we get value for money in the Free State.
So do you believe that the proposed economic transformation strategies provide a realistic path for job creation or unemployment youth in the province?
Well, we're very concerned that the Premier seems to think that EPWP and other jobs are the only ones that should create employment for our young people. And we do accept that EPWP and community development workers are important, and it is a relief for many people. And this can continue. But the focus must be on private sector investment, because if we don't get private sector investment, we don't get those jobs in the private sector. We have a diminished tax base, and our tax base is diminishing every day. And then we're not going to be able to afford the social grants and to support those jobs. And I feel that this province is not forward-looking, in that they're not looking at what actually creates investment and jobs in the province from the private sector, and that is actually investment, massive investment in infrastructure. We see now the deteriorating of our roads and how it affects our, especially our agricultural sector, which is a very important sector for the Free State to enable them to get goods and services backwards and forwards from their farms to deliver their goods to the markets. And this has an impact on that sector together with foot and mouth. And that's another issue we are concerned about, that the program for veterinary services in the Free State is underfunded. And veterinary services is a constitutional mandate of the province, not of national government. National government must deliver the vaccines for foot and mouth, but the province has to actually implement that. And we see that the Department of Agriculture has not been allocated the necessary resources to ensure biosecurity, movement control, quarantine, and various other things which are crucial for curbing this disease. And we would like to see a response similar to the COVID-19 response to this pandemic, which is devastating our livestock farmers in the Free State.
Thank you very much. And that was Roy Jackelson, the leader of the opposition party in the Free State Legislature, giving us an overview of the event. Rivulebekani, OFM News.